Today's daf is Sukkah daf Yud Zayin. We are holding on daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We are at the Mishnah on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is going to talk about how much space of non-kosher schach you can have minat sad by the sukkah. You can have along the walls of the sukkah, and the sukkah would still be kosher. And the difference between having avir versus having schach pasul on the side of the sukkah. Avir, you have three tefachim schach pasul. You have up until four amos of schach pasul because of the din of dofen akuma. But the Mishnah is going to give three different examples of the halacha of dofen akuma. So the Gemara is going to discuss why we need all three examples of the halacha of Dofen Akuma, and then the Gemara is going to quote the Shita of Rabbah that Schach Pasul, even Be'emtza Sukkah, not just Minatzad, but even in the middle of the Sukkah, is Pasul only with Dalet Amos, and we're going to discuss Rayos, whether that's correct or not. Then the Gemara is going to discuss being Mitztaref, different types of Psulim, like being Mitztaref Avir together with Schach Pasul in order to make the Sukkah Pasul. The Gemara is, once we're talking about that, we're going to talk about Siruf in other Inyanim as well, by Tumen Tara, being Mitzarif, different types of cloth to make something Mekabal Tumas Mishkav Moshav. And then the Gemara is going to have a second version of the whole discussion where it's Rav that holds that you have up until four Amos of Schach Pasul, Be'emtza Sukkah, and the Daf concludes with three Rayos, whether Rav is correct or incorrect about that idea that you have up until four Amos of Schach Pasul, even Be'emtza HaSukkah. So let's pick up from the Mishnah now on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Hirchikas HaSikuch Min HaDefanos Shosh HaTfachim Psula. If the Schach is three Tfachim away from the Defanos, then the Schach is Pasul, then the Sukkah is going to be Pasul. So it says Rashi, why? Da Avir Pasul B'Shlosha Afilu Min HaTzad. That Avir Pasul's with three Tfachim, even Min HaTzad. Meaning we don't say Dofen Akuma past Avir. We're only going to say Dofen Akuma to get us through Schach Pasul that's on the side of the Sukkah, not to get us through Avir that's on the side of the Sukkah. So says Rashi, Mekana Ni Omer, based on this, I say, Umefaresh, Hada Amrinu Shabbeschach Pasul Minatzad Amrinu Dofen Akuma Lahachshar Arba Amos, Hainu Dechashvin Leschach Kiilu Minadofen, Vinekam Vinichpaf Lemailo Uba Avir Lekalememarachi. He says, based on the fact that we don't say Dofen Akuma to get us through Avir, we only say it to get us through Schach Pasul, it seems to me that the way Dofen Akuma works is that we view the Schach Pasul as if it is part of the wall. So we could do that if it's Schach Pasul, because Schach Pasul is Kashul Defanos. But Avir cannot be called part of the wall because it's nothing. There's nothing there. So that must be the way Dofen Akuma works, that we view the wall as if it's a bent wall, and therefore the wall reaches all the way to the Kashur Schach, because the part that Schach Pasul actually reaches to the wall. What's the other possibility? Says Rashi, Ve'enim mefaresh, Rowan es adofen kilu hu akum maholich tachas haschach pasul, umagiel haschach kosher, umotzi has apostle masuka, dimkein gam gabe avir, namine mehachi. I don't say that the way Dofen Akuma works is that you take the wall and just shift the entire wall over toward where the schach kosher is, because if that were the case, we should say that to get us past avir as well. We should say that the wall moves over to where the schach is, even when there's avir on top of the sukkah, minatzad. Who does say that? Whenever Rashi is going to go out of his way to say, Einim Mefarish, I don't say this other way, so someone must say it. So the Ran says that it's, first of all, the Ran points out that according to Shitas Rashi, you wouldn't be allowed to sit under the Schach Pasul, because that would be sitting under a wall. So that would not be permissible. Whereas according to the Shita that Rashi rejects, the Ran points out, L'chora, one can sit underneath the Schach Pasul, because it's not considered part of the wall. He's inside the sukkah. As long as the wall of the sukkah is as long as he's contained within the walls of the sukkah, he should be okay. Now, what is who says the other possibility? So the other possibility is quoted by several Rishonim in the name of other Rishonim. The Ritva quotes from Rabbeinu Avram, the Meiri in the name of Yeshua Mefarshim. Beis Meir thinks that this is the sheet of the Torah as well, that we actually view the wall as if it were lifted up and moved over to where the Schach Kasher is, and not that we view the Schach Pasul that's on top of the sukkah as part of the wall. The Achronim write that nafkamina between these two shitos, the Minchas Chinuch points out, nafkamina between these two shitos is not only whether you can sit under that schach, but what if you're mesachich b'schach gozel, pachos midal ramos samach ledofen. You have less than 4 amos of schach guzzle right next to the wall. If you say that the schach is considered part of the wall, so then the sukkah is going to be puzzled, because you're not allowed to make the walls out of your sukkah out of stolen items either. But if you say that the schach puzzle is not considered part of the wall, it's just as if it's not even here. We view the entire wall as if it's moved over next to the schach kasher. So whatever schach puzzle is there, you can ignore. So then Menachas Chinuch points out, then it would be okay, even if it were schach gazel. The Menachas Chinuch also points out, nafkamina would be if you have atzei asherah samach ledofen, that if it's considered part of the dofen of the sukkah, it would be possible. If it's not considered part of the dofen of the sukkah, it would be kosher, because now that he's atzei asherah even as a dofen of the sukkah. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Now we actually discuss the halachos of dofen akuma. Bayis shenivcha, second line. If you have a house that the middle of the roof caved in, v'sikei chal gabav. So it's an unfortunate thing when your roof caves in, but you decide you're going to make the best of it. So you put some schach on it. So at least you have a kasher sukkah. So, or you think you do. So you put up some schach. So im yesh minakos l'sikuch arba amos psula. If there's 4 amos of regular roofing between the wall of your house and where your schach kasher starts, so then it's going to be possible, because once you hit 4 amos or more, we can no longer say dofen akuma. And similarly, if you have a chatzar that's surrounded by a ledge or in front of all of the batim, by awnings in front of all of the batim of the chatzar, so the way the chatzar works is that there are batim along three sides of the chatzar. The walls of the batim are going to be what makes up your sukkah, but each house has this awning coming out from right over the doorway of the house, so you fill in the entire middle area with schach. You're relying on using the walls of the houses as the walls of your sukkah. So the halacha is the same, that if you have four amos or more of awning, then it's not going to be kosher, because dofen akuma will no longer apply. But if you have less than 4 amos of awning, then it will be kosher, because we can apply dofen akuma. Sukkah gedola shekifua b'davar shein mesachin bo. Or if you have a large sukkah, that around the edges of the sukkah you have schach pasul around the edges of the sukkah. Im yesh tachtav arba amos psula. So if there is 4 amos worth of schach pasul around the edges of the sukkah, then the sukkah is pasul. If it's less than 4 amos worth around the edges of the sukkah is kosher. So essentially the Mishnah gives 3 examples of the same halacha. The halacha is dofen akuma, that if you have schach pasul min atzad, up until 4 amos, it's fine. 4 amos or more, it's not fine. 4 amos or more, it's not okay. So the Achronim raised the question, the Aruch Lener, the Sfasemes, they point out that, wait a second, why do we say that Schach Pasul b'dalet amos min atzad? Shouldn't it be up until dalet amos plus dalet tfachim? Meaning, if we have a din called Dofen Akuma, that we view the first 4 amos as if it's either part of the dofen, or that the dofen moves past those 4 amos, so good, so move the wall to those past those 4 amos, then you should still have 4 more tefachim of schach pasul in your actual sukkah. You're allowed to have 4 tefachim of schach pasul. So why don't we say that we can combine dofen akuma plus schach pasul? So they say that no, you cannot take one hemsheikh of schach pasul and divide it the way you would like it, and say that, oh, the first 4 amos of the first 3.99 amos of this schach pasul, oh, that's dofen, and then the rest of it, the rest of the schach pasul, that I'm going to view as part of the sukkah, and that's going to be schach pasul in the sukkah. You can't do that with one continuous segment of schach pasul. So that would not be that would not work, says the Aruch Lener in the Sfas Emes. And the reason they need to point that out, we'll see later in the daf, is the Pnei Yeshua thinks it does work. He thinks that it should work if you to divide it up in that way. But it would be a major kasha in the Mishnah. Why do we always assume dalet amos? It should be dalet amos plus dalet tefachim. The Ran writes over here this concept of dofen akuma. What if you don't have defanos magiyos l'schach? What if your walls actually don't reach all the way up to the schach? So would you still say dofen akuma if you have 4 amos of schach pasul? So the Ran says, since the explanation of dofen akuma is that we view the way Rashi says that we view the schach pasul as if it's part of the wall, so you can't say dofen akuma unless in the defanos magiyos l'schach, meaning this would be another nafkamina between those two understandings of dofen akuma. If the walls are just moved over to where the schach is, so good, so you can move the walls over to where the schach is, and then you can say good asik mechitza, and then you have a perfectly good mechitza. But if you say that dofen akuma requires that makes it so that the schach pasul becomes part of the dofen, well then you'd be using two different halacha l'moshe misinai is over here. You would have to say good asik in order to be magbia the mechitza all the way up until the schach, and then you would need to say dofen akuma to get you to the point of schach kasher. And to say two different halacha l'moshe misinai, Rabbi Kiveger understands this way in the Ran. Rabbi Kiveger Madura Kamasim Yudbei says that the Ran, this is what the Ran means to say, that to apply two different halacha l'moshe misinai like that, you can't do. You can't say halacha l'moshe misinai to make the wall up to the schach, and then another halacha l'moshe misinai to get past the schach pasul all the way to the schach kasher. But Rabbi Kiveger points out, when do we not say two different halachos l'moshe misinai at one time? That's only that in order to say one of them, you need to say the other one. That in order for either one of them to work, you need the second one to be operative as well. But when the two halachos l'moshe misinai are unrelated to each other, you are allowed to apply two different halachos l'moshe misinai to be machshir sukkah. For example, let's say you have dofen akuma, and then somewhere along the middle of that sukkah, you have avir pachos mishlosh tefachim. You have airspace less than three tefachim. So can we apply dofen akuma plus lavud somewhere else in the sukkah? Yeah, because that's not combining together to create one area of hechsher. Those are two independent areas where we're applying halacha l'moshe misinai. Then we can apply a double halacha l'moshe misinai. The reason Rabbi Kiveger is forced to say that, to make that chilek between applying halacha l'moshe misinai in two halacha l'moshe misinais in one spot and applying in two different areas, is because the Magen Avraham in Tafresh Lamed Beis paskins like the Ran, that when the defanos are not magiyos l'schach, we cannot say dofen akuma. So on the one hand, Magen Avraham paskins apparently that you're not allowed to say a double halacha l'moshe misinai, but in Tafresh Lamed, the Magen Avraham passings like the Shulchan Aruch that you can say two different halachos l'moshe misinai to be machshir a sukkah. So which is it? Can you or can't you say two different halachos l'moshe misinai? So Rabbi Kiveger says it depends on how you're applying the two halachos l'moshe misinai. If they're working in concert with each other and they need each other, they support each other, these two halachos l'moshe misinai, then it's no good. But if they're working independently of each other, then we can say two halachos l'moshe misinai together. The Tur in Tafresh Lamed Beis writes that even if the walls are only 10 tefachim tall and the roof of the sukkah is much higher, we can apply. He disagrees with the Ran. He says we could still say that we view the walls if it goes straight up, dofen akuma to cover the rest. That's where the Beis Meir got the idea. I mentioned before that the Beis Meir reads in the Torah that he holds like that shita in Rishonim, that the way dofen akuma works is that we move the wall over to the schach rather than viewing the schach pasul as part of the wall. Because how else would the Torah allow defanos that are not magiyos l'schach? You're not allowed to apply two different halachos l'moshe misinai. You can't have defanos magiyos l'schach. You can't have good asik to get you up to the schach and then dofen akuma to get you the rest of the way to make a single wall. It must be that the way he views dofen akuma is just that the wall is moved over. Mela, you're going to apply once the wall is moved over. You could apply good asik mechitza. That's the raya of the Beis Meir that the Torah in fact holds this way. There's also a safek in the Achronim. Some of the Achronim raise a safek. What would be the din if you have two different houses that share a wall, and both of them have the roof cave in at the same time, and they both decide to put schach in the middle? So they both want to rely on dofen akuma on the same wall. So can you say dofen akuma in two different directions? Meaning two houses that are adjacent to each other, that share a wall, that both want to use that wall together with their schach pasul b'natzad to apply dofen akuma. So I was thinking, maybe that's another nafkamina. No, that if you say that dofen akuma is that we view the schach pasul as a continuation of the wall, so that can go in both directions. You can have a T-shaped wall, right, that it goes up and then the wall continues on both sides. But if you view it as if the wall is moved over to the schach kasher, so then maybe Mishneh Tzadim, it would be a tarti tesasri to say that that it's over there, but it's over there, so it's you can't have a can't
require the thickness of a wall.
Oh, you just say that we view it as if it's thicker, not as if it's moved over.
No, we view it as even though it's one wall, we view it as you split the wall in half.
Oh, okay, very good. Right, so that would work. Right, so then maybe it is kasher. Yeah, I think the Achronim assume that generally it is kasher, that you can apply it. Yeah, maybe that's the Svara. Okay, good. So, says the Gemara, Kol ani lamali, why do I need three examples in the Mishnah of dofen akuma? I get it. If you have less than four amos of schach pasul minatzad, it's perfectly kosher for your sukkah. So, tzricha, no, I need the halacha of dofen akuma in all three cases, because the first one would not have been sufficient. Diash minun bayish nifchas, had it only told me the case of the house whose roof roof caves in, mishum tahani mechitzos labayis avidan. I would say, yeah, that works, because at least the mechitzos that you're using were meant to house the area that you're using as the sukkah. So those are perfectly good mechitzos. Aval chatzar amukavas achsadra, the mechitzos lav achsadra avidi. But if you have a chatzar that's surrounded by achsadra, it's surrounded by these houses that have these patios in front of the houses, where clearly the walls of the houses which you're trying to use are made for the houses. It's made to enclose the house, not the achsadra, not the middle area, the courtyard in the middle of the houses. Say malo, I might say not to apply dofen akuma, because clearly if you're going to bend the wall in any direction, you would think the wall would be bent toward the direction of what it's really meant to enclose, and it's not meant to enclose this outside area. So that's why it has to tell me tzricha. It has to tell me that it works in that situation as well. Viashmin and hani tarti. And if you would have only said these two cases of dofen akuma, mishum deschach and schach kasher hu, at least that which we're using for schach is from a min of schach kasher. It's not metal. It's stuff that grows from the ground. It's just that it's either a tikra or it's tasav lo min asui, but it wasn't placed l'shem tzel. Aval sukkah gedola shekifua b'davar shem nesachin bo. But if you have a sukkah gedola where you actually put schach pasul, you put shvudin shel barzel around the edges, the schach is schach pasul, where it's mamish schach pasul, emalo, I might think not to say dofen akuma on something that's absolutely schach pasul. So tzricha, that's why I need to say it. Now the first one is the first tzrichusa is a little easier to understand, that if you're gonna, that it makes more sense to apply dofen akuma in the direction of where the dofen is trying to enclose than in the direction of where the dofen is not meant to enclose. And the kamash malan is that we don't look at kavana, we just look at the physical structure. The second tzrichusa I'm not as clear on, that why would make a difference whether it's schach pasul or schach kasher, especially if Rashi is correct that we view it as a hemsheikh of the wall. Anything's kasher l'dafanos. So why would it make a difference if it's made out of something that's schach kasher or made out of something that's schach pasul, if the way dofen akuma works is that we view it as part of the wall itself? Maybe if you view it as moving over the walls, it might be a little different. Maybe you could say that it has to be nominally some level of schach in order to include it as part of the sukkah when you move over the walls. Maybe that might be a little easier to understand, but I'm not sure. But anyway, so the Gemara says that's why we need all three cases. Amar Rabba, Ashkechtinul Rabbanim Debei Rav Diyasvi V'Kamri. So Rabba says, I went into the Beis Medrash and the Rabbanim were all talking, and they were saying that Avir Posel B'Shlosha, Schach posel ba'arba'a, that avir is posels with three tefachim. Three tefachim or more of avir posels a sukkah, and schach posel is four tefachim. Once you have four tefachim of schach posel, that's going to posel the sukkah. V'aminu luhu ana. So I piped up, says Rabba, and said, avir the posel b'shlosha min aluchu. How do you know that avir posels with three tefachim? Titran, hirchi kasichum et fanos shosha tefachim psula. You must have learned the Mishnah in Sukkah daf yud zayin amud aleph that says that if you keep the schach three tefachim away from the walls of the sukkah, it's pasul. So that's where you got the din of avir. Well, guess what? That same Mishnah says schach pasul nami lo tifsul ela ba'arba amos. That same Mishnah should teach us that schach pasul is only pasul with arba amos, not with four tefachim. You should have up until four amos of schach pasul. Ditnan, because the same Mishnah says bayush and nifchas v'sichei chal gabav im yesh ben asichuk lekosel dalan amos psula, that if you have a house that caves in and you have a roof around the area where you put the schach, so you have up until four amos for of schach pasul, because we're going to say dofen akuma. So that was the argument that I presented to them, says Rabbi, that it shouldn't be four tefachim, it should be four amos. Va'amru li, and they responded, bar mina daihi, the Rav Shmuel Ami Tervai Mishum dofen akuma naguba. No, you can't learn anything from our Mishnah about schach pasul in the middle of a sukkah, because the only reason our Mishnah allows up until four amos schach pasul is because of dofen akuma. Dofen akuma only works minatzad. It only works when the schach pasul is along the edges of the sukkah, near the wall. It's not going to work in the middle of the sukkah. So I responded back, says Rabba, my ilu ikaschach pasul pachas me'arba'a v'avir pachas mishloshim my ksheira. What's going to be the din if you have less than four tefachim of schach pasul and right next to that less than three tefachim of avir? So what's going to be the din? It's going to be kasher, because you don't have the proper shear of schach pasul to ruin it, and you have the proper shear of avir to ruin it. Malya b'shvudin my psula. What if you then take that space of avir and you fill it in with metal with metal sticks. So now it's going to be puzzle, because now you're going to have more than four tefachim of schach puzzle, right? Let's say you have 3.5 tefachim of schach puzzle and next to 2.5 tefachim of avir. Now you fill in that 2.5 tefachim of avir with metal sticks. So now you have 6 tefachim of schach puzzle. So that's for sure going to ruin it. So he says, but how does that make any sense? V'lo yei avir apostle b'shloshu schach puzzle apostle barba. When you look at it objectively, which is more chamor, schach puzzle or avir? Avir, we say puzzles with 3 tefachim. So avir is more chamor than schach puzzle. So how could it be that if you turn the avir into schach puzzle, it's going to make it worse for you, that the sukkah is going to be puzzle, when before you turned the avir into schach puzzle, when it was just avir, it was kosher? If objectively avir is more of a psul than schach puzzle is, that was Rabbah's raya against them. That's why you can't say that schach puzzle is puzzle medalat tefachim. So Vamra Li, they responded back to Rabbah, ihachi ledidach nami, that doesn't really help you. According to your shita also, that schach puzzle is barba amos, damar schach puzzle, puzzle barba amos, you could still say the same argument that you just made against us. Umay ilui kaschach puzzle pachas midalat amos, v'avir pachas mishlosh amai, ksheira, let's say you have 3.9 amos of schach puzzle next to 2.9 tefachim of avir, you would say that it's kosher in that situation. Malya b'shvudin mai, and then what if you fill in that avir with schach puzzle, the shvudin shel barzel, so psula, it's going to be puzzle at that point, because now you've gone above 4 amos of schach puzzle. So you can ask the same kasher yourself, that lo ye avir apostle b'shlosh schach puzzle barba amos, that avir which puzzles with 3 tefachim should be no stricter, should be no less strict rather than schach puzzle which puzzles barba amos. So how could it be that when it was avir that it was kosher, now you fill it in schach puzzle, it's going to be puzzle? So what kind of raya you're bringing against us? The exact raya you're bringing against us is a raya against yourself as well. So v'amina luhu ana. So he says, I responded back to that. Hi mai bishlam ledidi da amina arba amos. So, no, according to me that it's the din of arba amos mishum shiura v'lav shiurahu hai lav shiurahu. According to me, the din of Dalet Amos is a shear. It's halach l'moshe m'sinei that we have such a shear called Dalet Amos. So if you have the shear of Dalet Amos, the sukkah is possible. If you don't have the shear of Dalet Amos, sukkah is kosher. There's a shear of lavud of avir of 3 tefachim. It's also a shear halach l'moshe m'sinei. You can't be mitzarif two different shearim when the shearim are not the same. We can only be mitzarif two things that are psulim that have the same shear. You cannot be mitzarif two psulim that have different shearim. So if it's all a din in shearim, we can't ask such kashas that the avir shouldn't be any better than the schach puzzle, and therefore if you fill in the avir with the shvudin that it shouldn't make it any better. You can't ask such kashas. There's shurim, we follow the rules of the shurim. But according to your approach, you say that the whole din is 4 tefachim. Where do you get 4 tefachim from? 4 tefachim is something that's not halach l'moshe m'sinai. You got 4 tefachim because 4 tefachim is what we generally consider a makom chashuv l'gabe ol halachos, that a makom chashuv is defined as dalet tefachim. That's where you got your 4 tefachim. So mali is palu b'schach. Ispalig b'schach pasul, mali ispalig b'schach pasul v'avir. What if it's all about a haflaga, that you're creating this makom chashuv of problematic area, and that you can't have 4 tefachim of problematic area? So then what difference does it make whether the 4 tefachim is made up entirely of schach pasul, or the 4 tefachim of problematic area is made up of some combination of schach pasul and avir? Either way, you have problematic area that exceeds 4 tefachim. So according to me, it's not a problem because I hold Dalet Amos, that's all shiurim. You can't ask kashas on shiurim. But according to you, that it's not about shiurim, that it's about a makom chashuv of Dalet Tefachim that's going to be problematic. So you have that when you have a combination of avir and schach pasul as well. So says Gemara Amalei Abayi Lemar Nami Nihidu Lo Shavi Shiurai B'Sukkah Gedola. So he said, wait a second, even according to you, Rabbah, granted that they don't have the same shear, the avir and the schach pasul don't have the same shear to ruin a sukkah gedola, a very large sukkah, but sukkah katana milo shavish yurayu. What if you have a bare minimum size sukkah that's exactly 7x7 tefachim? Don't they then have the same shear? Meaning, wouldn't schach pasul that's more than 3 tefachim at that point ruin the sukkah as well? well. So isn't that the same exact shear as the avir? Samlei hasam lav mishum deshavu shear raya adadihu el mishum deleisi the shear of the sukkah. He says, no, you can't bring a raya from that. That's it. When you have a sukkah katana, the reason why a smaller amount of schach pasul is going to ruin a sukkah katana is not because that's the shear of schach pasul. It's because you just simply won't have enough space left to have an actual sukkah kshera. That's the problem. So you can't call that shavushi urayu, where then the avir is going to be mitzarif with the schach pasul. Okay, we'll stop there for a second. There's a lot to discuss over here. Tosos on the... Tosos on Aleph, two important things Tosos says. First of all, when we talk about Avir Paslin, Begimel Tfachim, and Schach Pasl, Ba'arba Tfachim, so Tosos points out, V'davka kisha maskil midofen ha'em tsa'yu mahalich al p'nei kol ha'sukah ara Pesach. When we assume a three-wall sukkah, so when we say that Avir or Schach Pasl is going to Pasl, it means if we go down from the center of the middle wall and go across all the way to the entrance of the sukkah, to the open wall of the sukkah, that such avir, three tvachim, that goes all the way across, or such schach pasul, four tvachim, that goes all the way across, that's for sure going to pasul the sukkah. However, he says, avul maskul min adofen shebitzad, umahalich al adofen shekenegdo. Let's say you have a three-wall sukkah, or let's see if you want to make it easier, a four-wall sukkah, but to take Tosa's case, a three-wall sukkah, and the schach pasul runs from one side wall to the other side wall. So says Tosos, if before the schach pasul begins, you have seven tefachim of schach kasher from the middle wall till where the schach pasul begins, well, then you have a kasher sukkah. You just have to stay in that area that's surrounded by three walls. Meaning, if you have a sukkah that goes on for amos and amos, it's a long sukkah, and the schach pasul runs across from one side wall to the other side wall, but it's past the first seven tefachim of schach kasher near the middle wall. So that first seven tefachim of schach kasher near the middle wall is still a kasher sukkah because it's still surrounded by three walls. And he says, let's say it doesn't run across the entire sukkah. Let's say you just have a patch in middle of your sukkah of 3x3 tefachim of airspace, or 4x4 tefachim of schach pasul. So he says, if you have kedei hechsher sukkah from the middle wall to where that patch of problematic area begins, so then the area from the middle wall to where that problem begins is definitely kosher. But not only that, even the area beyond where that problem is going to be kosher. Because if the schach kosher runs along the sides of where that patch is and goes beyond where that patch of problematic area is, that's what we call pesel yotzim min ha-sukkah. Once you have a sukkah kshera, so the extensions of a sukkah kshera, even though they on their own would not be a sukkah kshera, but they are extending off of a sukkah kshera, also have a din of a sukkah kshera. So even that area would be kosher, says Tosos. So that's one Tosos. The next Tosos raises a very fascinating suffix. In Tosos Dibur Maskel Ilu, on the bottom he says, Umihu, heichadika shnei tfachim schach pasul, ushnaim shel schach pasul, va'avir mafzik b'neim pachus migimel. Let's say you have two tfachim of schach pasul, then 2.9 tfachim of avir, and then another two tfachim of schach pasul. So what's the halacha in that case? Would we then say that the two schach pasuls combine with each other to create a problem of four tefachim of schach pasul lifsal sasuka? Deshema kiven da avir mafsik bein atayim lo mitzarfi. Because maybe you could say that since the avir is being mafsik in between these two areas of schach pasul, so it's not going to be mitzarif with each other if you have the avir in between them, because they're not continuous schach pasul. Or maybe you could say the other way. Oshema kiven dein bavir gimel mitzdarfin. Or maybe you say no, the avir doesn't have three tefachim of avir. It's less than three tefachim of avir. So then maybe it would be mitzdarif. So that's the suffix that Tosos raises. Umiu hecha deleka b'psulim dalid va'avir pachas migimel mafsik b'neim ein avir mashlim al arba. But Tosos takes it as a davar pashut that if let's say you have 1.5 tefachim of schach pasul, 2.5 tefachim of avir, and 1.5 tefachim of schach pasul, then for sure we would not say that it's pasul. We're not going to say that the avir fills in the four tefachim of schach pasul. It can make connect the two schach pasuls that are next to it. If you have two tefachim of schach pasul, 2.5 tefachim of avir, 2 tefachim of schach pasul, that he's not sure. That may connect the two the schach pasul that's next to it. The achronim raise the following suffix. They say that he says, Bevadai we should pass the Achronim point out that Bevadai we should pass the sukkah, because that which were mavir avir, that which were machshir avir less than three tefachim by a sukkah, is because we say lavud. What does lavud mean? Lavud means we view the two sides that are next to that airspace as if they're connected. So we hear miman of shukh, the sukkah is going to be possible. No, in Tosis's case, why is Tosis even mesupik about this? If you apply lavud, so then the two schach pasels next to each other are connected to each other, and you have four tefachim of schach pasel. And if you don't apply lavud, then the avir itself is a problem, because avir itself would be problematic if not for lavud. So man of shukh, you run into problems. So how can we be miyashiv? Why Tosis is mesupik about this? They all point out it doesn't make sense. Of course, this should be a problem. So the Stipler writes that maybe we could be Miyashiv Tosus, and the other Rishonim raises the suffix. He says that it was Pashut to them that we say Lavud, and therefore the Sukkah is not going to be Pasul Machmas Avir. The whole issue is, how does Lavud work exactly? Is Lavud, that Lavud is Mitzari if the two edges that within that three Tvachim, and if you can say that, then Eino Chinami, the Sukkah would be Pasul? Or maybe that's not what Lavud does. Lavud doesn't take the two things that are next to it and draw them close to each other and put them next to each other. Maybe the gather of Lavud is that the Avir B'toch HaChalal is considered as if it's Sasum. So in our case, where the sukkah would be Kasher, because the two areas of Schach Pasul are not Mitzar from Lipsul. We view that stima as if it's a Kasher stima, even though that stima is not Kasher L'sichluch, but it's not Mitzarate the two areas. Meaning that Stipler says that's the question. Is Lavud a din that we view it with, that we view any airspace of less than three tefachim as if it's being mitzarif whatever's next to it? We draw each one as if we just bring them in closer to each other, and it's being mitzarif the two things that are next to it? Or do we view it? No, the two things that are next to it are still where they are. It's just sasum. We view it as if it's closed up. Closed up with what? Closed up with whatever. It's closed up with some magical material, some wild card material. It's neither schach pasul nor schach kasher. We view it as if it's just closed up, but it's not going to be. It's not going to connect the two areas of schach pasul on the side. That's how the Stipler explains the suffix of Tosos. Another interesting discussion that comes up over here. There's a Tshuva HaRashba. Rashba writes in the Tshuva in Chelik Aleph. This is quoted in the Pnini Halacha section of the Masifta, that writes that when you have a mikveh, you have to have a step before tefachim wide of a mikveh, because otherwise a person is not going to be tovel properly, because they're going to be afraid that they're going to fall in the mikveh. So there was a maisa in a city in Hungary many years ago where they discovered that although the bottom step of the mikveh was four tefachim wide, the people weren't being tovel on the bottom step. They weren't never making it all the way down to the bottom, and they were being tovel on the higher steps, and it was not four tefachim wide, and someone was ma'ore this shayla that it was a problem, it's against the Tshuva HaRashba. So Rav Avram Yitzchak Weinberger was the Rav of that kihila. He was the son-in-law of the author of Tiv Gittin, and he said that the mikvah is kosher, because he says, what's the where does the Rashba get this shir of dalet tefachim, that people aren't going to be afraid if you have dalet tefachim, people will be afraid if you have less than dalet tefachim. Aren't people afraid just whatever they're afraid of? Everyone has their own fear. Some people will be afraid with something a little less, some people will be afraid with something a little more. He said, where did the Rashba pull this from? So he says, therefore we reject the Rashba, even though it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and all the Nasi Kalim and the Shulchan Aruch accept the Rashba. He says, we reject the Rashba, and therefore the mikvah is kosher. So the Divrei Chaim was not so pleased with that tshuva. The Divrei Chaim says, first of all, that's not the Derech and Psak. When it says something in Shulchan Aruch, and none of the Nasi Rav Shechter just wrote a tshuva about this with the women and tefillin, that if the Shulchan Aruch says something, and none of the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch disagree with what the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't just say it doesn't make sense and you're going to reject the whole psak of the Shulchan Aruch. You can't just do that. What about your kasha? Where does the Rashba get four tefachim from? Sisim Stama, the Rashba gets four tefachim from our sugya, that four tefachim is the definition of a makom chashuv. So it's not so when you have an area that's objectively viewed as a makom chashuv, like over here where we have by the sukkah, in our sugya, we even with regard to schach pasul of dal tefachim, we say that it's because four tefachim is always considered a makom chashuv, and therefore it's the sukkah into two different sukkos. And the Gemara even wants to say that schach pasul and avir are not mitzarif for the shir of dal tefachim, would be mitzarif for the shir of dal tefachim, because dal tefachim is a magical number. It's not about schach pasul, it's about makom chashuv. That's even such a havamina that Rabbah wanted to suggest, that Dal Tfachim, even if it's a combination of Avir and Schach Pasul, should be problematic. Because it's all about the Makom. It's all about being a Makom Chashuv. So there, that's where the Rashba got it from. So you can't reject a Beferish HaAlacha in Shulchan Aruch based on the Kasha, especially when the Kasha is not such a good Kasha. That's how the Divrei Chaim, based on our Gemara, defended the Shitas HaRashba. It happens to be Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in the Tshuva anyway, that probably the Shitas HaRashba in Shulchan Aruch won't apply with our Mikvahs anyhow, because the whole concern was Pachad, was that the woman would be afraid to be toveled properly. Nowadays, there's a mikvah lady who watches, so she's to make sure that she was toveled properly. So the woman might be afraid, but there's no concern she's not going to be toveled properly, because you have someone, Omid Al-Gaba, making sure that she was toveled properly. So you have less of a concern as far as that goes. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. So we mentioned this idea that when you have two different shiurim, two different halachas, which have two different shiurim, you can't be mitzarif the two different shiurim with each other. So says on the wrong page here. So says the Gemara here in Amud Beis, v'kalhechdol shavashi raila adad yilom mitzarfi. Whenever the two shiurim are not the same, are they not mitzarif? Vatnan. But we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kelim that when it comes to tumas moshav, different begadim have different sizes that they are considered reasonable. Sized begadim to be mekamel tuma. Habeged shlosh al shlosh. If it's made out of beged, it's 3x3. Hasak arba al arba. Sak is 4x4. Is 4x4 tefachim. Haor chamisha al chamisha. If it's made out of leather, it's 5x5 tefachim. Mapat shisha al shisha. Different materials have different sizes that they would be considered a substantial material that would therefore be mekamel tuma. Vitani alone, we said about that. Habeged vasak. Hasak vaor. Haor vamapas mitzta. That the different materials can be mitzarif with each other to create one larger cloth that could be makabel tuma. So let's say if you say that mapat is shishal shitzer tefachim, let's say you have five tefachim of mapats, but then you add a tefach of or to it. So now it's 6x6 tefachim in total, but only five of the tefachim are. So that's makabel tuma. That does work. It's mitzarif to be makabel tuma. So don't you see two different things with two different shirim can be mitzarif to be makabel tuma? Says Marna Hasim Kitikatani Taima, Amr Pshin Matam. No, over there we give an explanation because it's roy l'tamei moshav, because it could be used. If you were to take from any one of these materials, the way Rashi understands, he has two lashonos, but the first lashon, if you take from any one of these materials, tefach al tefach, it could be tamei. Tefach al tefach l'may chazi. What are you going to do with the tefach al tefach of cloth? You can use it as a patch for a chamar, so you can for the saddle pad that you use for a chamar, so therefore it's usable, and once it's usable it's able to be mekabel tuma. Period. So Basura Amri Lahashmaita Bahailishna, Benada Masnu, in Surah we had the conversation about Schach Pasul the way we just had it, the way we just reported. But Benarda Masnu, in Arda, the way the conversation went was different. It was not Rabbah walking into the Beis Medrash one day, finding all the rabbis talking about four tfachim and Schach Pasul, and Rabbah challenging them and saying that it should really be four amos, not four tfachim. No, in Arda they taught as follows. Amr Avidom or Shmuel, Schach Pasul Be'emtsa Posel Ba'arba'a, with four tfachim. Minatzad posel barba amos, and minatzad it's four amos. The Rav Amar wasn't Rabba. Rav Amar, it was Rav who said bein minatzad bein beemtza ba'arba amos. That both minatzad and beemtza it's dalet amos. L'may nafkamina, whether it's Rabba or Rav or who says what? What's the nafkamina between the two lishonos? So some of the rishonim write. They all the rishonim quote from the Bahag that the Bahag says that in all of Shas we always pass like a lishon basra, and according to the lishon basra, Rav is makel up until Dalet Amos, and Hilchsa Karav Bi'Suri, so we should paskin like the Lishna Basra, because Hilchsa Karav Bi'Suri, and therefore Rav is correct. The other Rishonim, however, most of the Rishonim, all including the ones that we paskin like, all disagree. They say we paskin like Lishna Kam over here, that Rav would hold Schach Pasul's even B'Dalet Tfachim, Be'emtza, and Minatzad you have Dalet Amos, but Be'emtza you only have Dalet Tfachim. The reason that they don't paskin like the Lishna Basra, the Ritva explains, is because by dinim d'oraisa we don't follow that rule that you pass on like a lishna basra. That's only for dinim d'rabbanan that we pass on like a lishna basra, not by dinim d'oraisa. So let's do at least one or two of the rayas. Tanan, one raya. Nasanala nesa shu rachav arba tefachim k'sheira. We said a four tefach board is kasher. Bishlam l'rav damar bein bem sabay minat sad barba amos mishum achi k'sheira. If y'all day have up until four amos of schach pasul in the middle, so I understand why that's kasher. El shmul damar bem sabar ba'a amai k'sheira. But if y'all day shmul that four tefachim of schach pasul in the middle of your sukkah is going to pass possible the sukkah, why is a four tefach board okay? Now we're talking about where that four tefach board was not pe'emtza sukkah, the four tefach board was minatzad of the sukkah. Is it time? Yeah. I will stop there. Okay. We'll pick up from Tashma Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.